There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
If you listen to Public Radio's Mountain Stage, you probably recognize that song. The show has been a staple for fans of live music in West Virginia and beyond for decades. John Prine, Mavis Staples, Phish, REM, all kinds of music icons have graced the Mountain Stage with their talents over the years. And this year, a milestone, the show's 40th anniversary. In March, the co-founder and original host, Larry Gross, joined me to look back and to celebrate. Larry, welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So good to have you. And we also have Grammy-winning country and bluegrass artist Kathy Matea, who took over hosting duties from Larry in recent years. Kathy, what a pleasure. Great to speak with you.
Thank you.
And Larry, I want to start with you. When you started Mountain Stage in 1983, did you ever think that you'd be here talking with someone like me about the 40th anniversary with 1,000 shows under your belt?
No, of course not. Never. We thought if we made it for 5 or 10 years, that would be unbelievable.
Was the vision that you had for Mountain Stage 40 years ago essentially what we're hearing today?
Yes, it was. We did aim to, from the beginning, to have a national show, even though we had no money, we had no experience, and we had no equipment. So we thought, well, we're ready to go. And we aimed at having a national show, naively, and all kinds of music, as many kinds as we could find. And of course, at the beginning, not being national, we couldn't get many even regional acts, but it started to happen. And then we went national after just 16 shows. So then we began to get some bigger acts.
Well, you sure did. In fact, we asked you to share some memories that you've had over the years. This is Pops Staples singing Why Am I Treated So Bad on the Mountain Stage in 1992.
Tell me why. As I sang the song, hear my call, I done nobody wrong, but I'm treated so bad.
So Larry, what do you remember about that performance?
First of all, having Pop Staples on the show was huge for me. Staple singers were giant in every way, their sound, what they did in the culture, everything about them. But then he set this song up by saying that the day before Martin Luther King was killed, the Staple Singers were singing. They were like his house band. They would go and play. And Dr. King said, Pops, I want you to sing my song, and I want you to sing it good. And Pop said, what's that, Dr. King? And he said, why am I treated so bad?
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
You know, then you hear the song, and it destroys you. It's so beautiful, so wonderful, and there's nothing like, nobody like Pops. You can try to imitate Pops, but nobody ever gets close.
So that was in 1992. The year before, I'm thinking of REM coming to the Mountain Stage. Let's listen to a little bit of that show.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion.
Nothing like the voice of Michael Stipe. What was that like? Did you feel like, okay, REM is here, we made it?
That was so big. That was the biggest show we ever did, of course. And I remember when our producer, Andy Ridenour, who was one of the founders, he and Francis Fisher along with me, he came to me and he said, REM wants to be on the show. He said, do you want him on the show? I said, I want him on the show any time of the day, you know, any day of the week. We'll make a show if they want to come. So it was so huge because it was the year they did the Out of Time album and they didn't go on the road and the record company was going crazy and all they did was they did Saturday Night Live and they did Unplugged and they did Mountain Stage. So we had press from all over the world there because we had a 1,000-seat house which is by far the biggest house they were going to do. It was really crazy.
Amazing. Well, listen, the last episode I listened to, I was driving on a road trip through the desert of Arizona, which is a great time to be listening to the Mountain Stage. There were a few artists on the show that I loved and knew of very well, but there was at least one who was making his debut, and that was Cole Chaney. His song Spirit just blew me away. Let's listen to some of that.
Spirit.
Listening to that song on repeat now. And Kathy, this question is for you. What is it like when you see a young artist show up and just crush it on your stage?
It's the best. Not too long ago, John Fulbright was on, and I knew of him, but I hadn't seen him live. And he did his song Stars, and it was what he closed with.
I found out that love was just God.
And I thought, I'm not going to be able to walk back on the stage. To have music draw you out of your life for a minute and just expand you for a minute where you just forget where you are and what you're doing. It's the best. It's what Mountain Stage is all about.
Well, Kathy, you've been on the Mountain Stage many times over the years as a performer. How does the perspective shift when you're hosting the show?
Oh my gosh, it's night and day. It's been a lot of growth for me in kind of having the chance to shine light on other artists, to become musically more curious and exposed to all kinds of music again. And also, you know, I'm in my 60s now, and it's really nice to have something that's about the institution of Mountain Stage, about facilitating live performance, which I think is one of the really important cultural things we have. And there's not a lot of media that gives us a chance to, you know, celebrate that, and just loving on other artists. That part is very sweet.
Well, sure, but there's a lot of loving we can do on you because you've had an illustrious career of your own. Here's some of you performing on the Mountain Stage. This is Love at the Five and Dime by Nancy Griffith.
Dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me, 'cause it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and dime.
That song was the first song I danced to with my wife at my wedding, so I'm getting the chills just listening to it.
Oh, man, that's...
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's a more recent performance of Love at the Five and Dime, and I remember it was right after Nancy died. And I can hear that my voice is not solid because I was feeling emotional about singing that song for the first time in a public forum after she passed. And it's been such a pivotal song for me. So there's just I could go on and on. There's so many great memories.
Yeah. Almost as important as the performers, though, tell me if I'm wrong here, it's the place. Kathy, you are from the state of West Virginia. What role has the state played in fostering the music that we hear on stage?
Well, Mountain Stage, it's originated in my hometown. Charleston's where I grew up. And, you know, I think there's a lot of stereotypical cultural exaggerations about hillbillies in West Virginia. But what Mountain Stage does, by virtue of what it is brings the true culture forth, which is a culture of community and connection. Almost everyone sits and listens to everyone else's performance backstage. Mm. It's like a celebration of each other as opposed to, let me show you what I can do.
Yeah. Larry Gross, same question to you. West Virginia, was it always important to you to keep the place in mind when you started the show?
Yes, it was. And from the very beginning, we wanted to try, if we could, to reflect, as Kathy said, reflect the personality of West Virginia that not everybody knows. West Virginia is really a very person-to-person kind of place. It's a place where people help you out and where people work together. And when I decided it's time to start looking for somebody else, we needed to have somebody who was, we could have found a lot of hosts, but we needed somebody who was hooked to West Virginia. So to find Kathy was absolutely, actually it was beyond what we thought we could do. It was a dream come true.
Well, I think this is a great opportunity to go out on Kathy Mattea singing West Virginia, My Home.
West Virginia, oh, my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home. It's been years now since I
could listen to that all day long. Kathy Mattea and Larry Gross talking to us about the 40th anniversary of Mountain Stage, 1,000 remarkable shows in 40 years. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Peter.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thanks for having us on.